when I'm working kind of like as the beer feelings queen, that sounded really ridiculous. The beer feelings CEO, like, what am I, guys? Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking, beer loving gal pal you never knew you had. Now, lately, I just personally have kind of luckily fallen into this group of TikTok beer creators that call themselves the Craft Beer Fam. It's actually been really cool to chat with other people that do what I do, and we can kind of bounce ideas off of each other. So if you're not on TikTok, join it already. Follow some of these other creators. But one theme that seems to keep coming up in our conversations is the brown ale. We all love it. Like, we can't get over how much we love it as a group, and we recommend it to others, but like, we just agree across the board, it's just straight up not a sexy beer. You don't see breweries out there being like, hey, check out our special brown release. Like, nobody's doing that, right? They're saving all of that like flirty appeal for your lagers, for anything kind of barrel aged, for sours, IPAs, kind of anything like that. But because the brown keeps showing up in my life, I thought it deserved its day in the sun. So it is getting its own Beer Feelings Podcast episode today as kind of like the unsung hero of the craft beer world. So on today's episode, I want to share my three reasons why I think the brown ale is the most underrated beer out there. Let's get going. Now, a number of you caught on that in one of my previous episodes, I called Aaron my fiance instead of my boyfriend. So yes, I am here to confirm I am a happily engaged lady. Thank you to everybody that reached out. It's been a really fun time. We are in no rush to plan our wedding, but a few other friends planned their wedding and I saw how stressed out they were. And I don't want to be stressed out. So I think I can just kind of like have it plan in the background, or maybe like a magic, like fairy godmother will come out and plan my wedding. But one thing that I know is absolutely going to be true at my wedding, this is the only detail that I have decided on, is that there is going to be some killer craft beer, however we choose to celebrate. So if you out there also classify yourself as a craft beer bride, I'd invite you to check out our beer bride hub or our craft beer wedding hub at beerfeelings.com/bride, where my team put together a few creative ideas on how to make your big day even better and boozier than you could have possibly dreamed of. Now, did we do this because it's something I wanted personally? And I was like, well, we might as well rope it into the business. Maybe, but anyways, beerfeelings.com/bride. I'll throw it in the show notes as well. Even if you're just looking to throw like some cool beer infusions to a party, check that out as well. I'm really thrilled with it, but it's also because it's like kind of self-serving. But anyways, brown ales, let's talk about them. Why do I think the brown ale is so underrated? First of all, I think this beer is one of the most agreeable. So a lot of the complaints that I hear when people like, quote unquote, don't like beer is it's too hoppy. It has a grainy aftertaste. Like it's just a little too aggressive. And I think the brown ale is just kind of like a friendly little fella. It's really not too hoppy, but it still has like hops in there that help your aromatics and make them interesting. It's not as grainy as like a Pilsner or a wheat beer that kind of has that funky like cereal aftertaste. Like my mom doesn't love that, but it also doesn't have as much of the roastiness as a stout. So like, if you don't like coffee, you probably aren't liking stouts or porter. So kind of a happy medium between those two styles. And then I also think that it kind of satisfies this middle ground between beer purists that like their beverages just made with the core four ingredients and kind of the experimental beer folks. So it's still interesting. It's still traditional. Like it really, it checks all of the boxes. So first reason why I think brown is underrated, it is agreeable to pretty much everybody. All right. The second reason why I think the brown is so underrated is because it is stupid easy to pair with. Now, from my seat, when I'm working kind of like as the beer feelings queen, that sounded really ridiculous. The beer feelings CEO, like, what am I, guys? But when I'm working on beer feelings and I'm working on marketing some of our beer infused salts and sugars, I really try and like paint a picture for all of my potential users. And I do my best to pair like one specific salt or one specific sugar with a couple different beers so people can kind of like imagine what it's going to taste like before they actually buy something and take it home. And I can confidently say that I feel very strongly pairing any of my salts or sugars with the brown ale. And now that I've said that out loud, maybe not the chili lime salt. Have I tried that? No. Okay. Haven't tried it. Would I try it? Yes. I think I'm probably going to try it this evening. Well, I don't have any browns in my house because they're so underrated, but I would try a brown with a chili lime salt. But anyways, let me maybe rephrase and like resituate where I am right now. I'd feel great confidently pairing 80% of my beer infused salts or sugars with a brown that really, and like that covers a huge flavor spectrum, right? From chai to espresso to vanilla to like wild, crazy stuff. I feel confident pairing it with a brown because it's not going to let me down. The same goes for food though. So cinnamon rolls, like something on the sweet side, spice cake, something like that, great with a brown. Smoky barbecue, delicious. Just in general, when in doubt, if you're pairing with a beer or if you're cooking with a beer, we talked about this with Jackie on the cooking with beer episode. Even she was like, cook with browns, they're great. So when in doubt, pair with a brown, you won't be disappointed. And finally, I think what's so great about this kind of beer is that almost every brewery has some kind of brown on tap. Now, personally, I think it's just like a real bummerooski if you find something out there, and especially because sometimes it takes a while to find something that you're so in love with. But if you find it and you fall in love and you just realize you can't get it that often, like that sucks straight up. So for me, like not beer related, kind of beer related, but it's cranberry sauce. So I am cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs about cranberry sauce, but it would be ridiculous if I were to eat cranberry sauce or like one of my friends makes cranberry fluff, which is basically just cranberry sauce with like Cool Whip in it. I love that. You guys, I'm getting carried away. If we were to like rope this back into beers, cranberry wheats, cranberry sours, anything cranberry, I love it. It would be ridiculous if it was the middle of June and I was eating cranberries or I was drinking a crazy like cranberry beer. It would probably mean that what I am consuming is not going to be the most fresh. It's not, well, that's really what it is. It's not going to be the most fresh. Anyway, like bringing this back to the brown, what I think is so magical about the brown ale is that if you fall in love with it, which you will, because it's a dependable guy, and you look around just a teeny, teeny, tiny bit, you are going to find them literally everywhere. Like, I think if you were looking for it, it would be harder to not find a brown than it would be to find a brown. So to sum up, basically, I think my two cents, I think of browns as like the nice guy of the beer world. He's always there for you. He never plays games or ghosts you after a date. He doesn't worry about who texted last. He reaches out when he wants to contact you. He is a great guy. Is he the most sexy guy or the most exciting guy? Certainly not. Like he is reliable. He is dependable. He has stable income. You're not going to get like a great wild story. But you know what? He's probably going to make a great husband. well, there it is. There it is, everybody. The brown. I feel like we need to wrap it up before things get like weird, even more weird than it is. So that's going to be it for this episode. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And then no matter what you choose to do, you're doing it with a great beer in hand. Go find a brown. You won't be sad. And even better people by your side. Catch everybody next week. Cheers.